This past Shabbos, we read in Shul the very famous dream, the very famous episode when Yaakov Avinu falls asleep and Harabayas Vayachalom Vinei Sulam Mutzav Arta V'Rosh HaMagia Shemayim Vinei Malachei Elokim Olam Yardim Bo. The famous dream we all learned when we were 2 years old. It's so important to revisit and to continuously throughout our lives when we're learning Torah to have more depth and more understanding. That's the beauty of Torah. This dream of the Sulam, of this ladder that was Mutzav Arta, was standing on the ground, V'Rosh HaMagia Shemayim, and its head was up in Shemayim. And the Malachim going up and down. Medrash Rava explains this sulam is a symbolism for a few different things. One of the things in Bereishis Rava explains the sulam as a symbolism for Sinai. In fact, sulam is a gematria 130, which is gematria Sinai. So the sulam was somehow a symbolism for Sinai. That's what the Medrash tells us. And the Malachim that were oil and v'yardim, the Medrash says, was a representation of Moshe v'Aaron. Moshe v'Aaron. Now we know it makes a lot more sense, Moshe, in the sense that Moshe was the one who was Ola v'yored, but often we find, Hinei matov manayim shemes achim gam yachad, not to get into it right now for another time, that Moshe and Aaron were one unit. There was a tremendous achdus of Moshe and Aaron. The Medrash says, "Hinei matovu manayim shevet achim gam yachad," two brothers together, referring to Moshe and Aaron. So anything Aaron accomplished in life, Moshe felt like he was accomplishing. Anything Moshe accomplished in life, Aaron felt like he was accomplishing. So it's Moshe and Aaron for oilim v'yardim. In fact, the gematria for Malachi Elokim oilim v'yardim is 607, which is gematria of Moshe and Aaron. So this is Medrash. Very much works B'Torah's Gematria. But what is this all about? What is this all about that Yaakov Avinu at that moment is having this dream and teaching about Har Sinai and Kabbalah's Torah? Is that what it really means? What does that mean? Why? There's another question we have to ask. And it's a Pasha question that Rashi asks. Rashi answers, as Derech of Rashi just to explain, why is it Olam V'Yardim? Meaning, Mipashtus, if we're referring to Malachim and the connection between Malachim and this world, it should be Yardim V'Olam. The Malachim first come down to the world and then they go back up. Why Olam V'Yardim? Now, in light of what we just explained, if we're talking about Moshe V'Aaron, then it makes sense, Olam V'Yardim. So that's one possible answer. Rashi, we all know Rashi is very famous. Rashi explains Malachim Shavohu Abe'eretz. That there were different malachim that were escorting Yaakov Avinu, protecting Yaakov Avinu. Those that were malachim of Eretz Yisrael, the malachim of Eretz Yisrael want no part in Chutz La'aretz. They don't want to be here. They don't want to leave the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So when Yaakov had to leave Eretz Yisrael, they said, "We're going back up to Shemayim." There were new malachim that had to escort him in Chutz La'aretz. So first the malachim that were with him were Oilim, and then the new malachim were Yardim. That's Rashi, which I'm sure all of you know. But we understand something deeper and understand something from this Lashon of Olam V'Yardim. Maybe through that we can understand why the Medrash is giving us the symbolism of Har Sinai. Sazema says an amazing idea, and it's based on a Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, Parashas of Azinu. The Medrash says in Parashas Yud Beis, the famous Pasuk in Tehillim, we all know, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, V'ya'aret Nasan Livnei Adam. The heaven is for God and the land is for us. So comes along the Medrash says, what that means is what? Hel Yoinim Lel Yoinim, V'tachtoinim L'tachtoinim. The higher realm, the higher world is for Kedusha and Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Malachim, and the lower world is for us. And seemingly no two should meet. At the beginning of time, Hashemayim, Shemayim, La Hashem, Ba'arat Nasan Lim Ne'adam. Ba'Moshe, but when Moshe came along, specifically by Har Sinai, and there was Kabbalah's Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Sinai allowed the upper world to meet the lower world to meet the upper world. Heaven and earth basically kissed. And where do we see this? Shekach Kosev, as the Pesukim write in Parashat Yisro, Moshe Allah El Elokim. Moshe Allah El Elokim. Moshe went up to Shemayim, a mortal human being who was Ba'aret, met up with Shemayim, Vayered Hashem Al Arsinai, and then Hashem, the Rabbeinu Zom of Shemayim LaShem, came down into Aretz. So we find finally a meeting of heaven and earth. A meeting of heaven and earth. That happened at our Sinai. That happened at our Sinai. What is our avod in life? Our avod in life is that we want to connect to Ruchnius. Our avod in life is we want to connect to Shemayim. We want to connect to Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to bring Ruchnius into our life. When did that start to occur in a certain sense? By Kabbalah Zatorah, by our Sinai. That's when there was a meeting of Elyonim Dachtoinim, of Shemayim Va'aretz. That as well is represented by the sulam. Let's just understand the symbolism of the sulam. What is this ladder? This ladder was mutav artav erosha b'shamayim. In other words, the ladder was connecting, was this chabrus of shamayim v'aretz. A attachment of the lower world and the higher world. That's what it was. When did that occur for the first time? In a very real way for all of us. The Medrash is saying by our Sinai. So therefore the sulam is a representation of Sinai in a certain sense. Why oilim v'yardim? Why oilim v'yardim? Listen to this. This is what the Sfas Emes says. You know, a lot of it in life, we want to feel close to God. We want to enjoy our learning of Torah. We want to connect when we're davening. But sometimes we sit back and we're waiting for it. I'm waiting to feel it. I'm waiting to have hargashas alev. I'm waiting to be one. I'm waiting to really enjoy my learning. I'm waiting for it to happen. When I feel it, vada, I'm going to give my all. But I'm waiting. I'm sitting back waiting. The Torah is telling us here that's not the way of Avodas Hashem is what? It's not Yardim V'Olim. It's not that the Rebbeinu Hashem is going to take the first step and give us Shefa and Hagasha. We have to do the first. We have to be Olim and then Yardim. Olim V'Yardim means the Lashon of the Sifrei Chasidus in Kabbalah is Srusa Del El Srusa Data. Srusa Data means our initiation. The avod of mankind is Rusul Del El, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefa on us. But the order has to start from us. We have to start it. We have to do the initiation. And that's Mamish, as the Pesukim say in Parashat Yisro, Moshe Ola El Elokim. Moshe first went up, and only then Vayirid Hashem Al Har Sinai. Only then. Oilim V'Yardim. And that avod is us as well. We can't sit back waiting for Hashem to do everything. We have to put in our avod as Hashem. We have to make sure we're putting the most into our learning. We're putting the most into our davening. We're putting the most into building our ruchnias. And then there's a haftacha v'yardim. Vada will feel it eventually. You know why you don't feel it yet? You know why you're not one with Torah yet? You know why you're not one with your davening always? It's only because we haven't put it enough. Not because it's not there. If we're oilim vada yardim, if we don't feel it, it means we're not oilim enough yet. This is what the Gemara tells the Megillah. Yegati matzasi tamin. Yagati means to put in a meal, to put in our work. Matzasi, you'll find it. Only if you're gati, then matzasi. Matzasi v'lo yagati al tamen. If you think you found it without the hard work, don't believe such a thing. That's even not what it is. But the only way is through yagati. The only way is through the oilim. The only way is through working hard. We have to put it. If we put it in, Hashem will give it to us. And there was a story. I read it again recently. I've read it years ago. I don't remember the tzaddik who it was. But there's a story how a couple came to a tzaddik. They were married for many years and unable to have children. Started off the same way last week. I told a story like that. Different story, don't worry. And the tzaddik says to the man, "How much money do you have?" He was a wealthy man. He had a tremendous sum of money. He says, "Bring me all your money." Thought it's a little crazy. I know, bring me all your money. They wanted children so badly, anything the tzaddik would say. No money in the world is worth not having children. So they bring him a tremendous, all the money. And the tzaddik takes the money and he goes into his office and he puts it up on a shelf and just, and he says, he gives a brach, says, Hashem, now you'll be zoich to have a child. And kachave, a year later he had a child and he raises the child, but unfortunately now he was an ani. But Baruch Hashem, they were so besimcha, it really didn't matter. And he goes through years, he's able to earn enough money to support the family and to send him to Melamed. And he becomes a tremendous, tremendous Ben Torah. And it's time for him to become a chassan. And Baruch Hashem, there's a wonderful girl and a mishpacha, and they want to get married. But now the problem is, the father has zero money to help out, zero money to help support, zero money to pay for a chasana. So he doesn't know what to do. So he goes back to the tzaddik that helped him the first time. And when he walks into the tzaddik's house, the tzaddik right away says, I know why you've come. Wait here 1 minute. And the tzaddik goes back into his office and takes that large sum of money that he took from him 20 years ago and says, let me explain to you what happened. When you came to me 20 years ago, the gates of Shemayim were completely closed. There was no hope, there was no ability to be able to have a tefillah, the answer that you should have children. So what did I do? I said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to put away from you all the money for pay for this child's chasana and pay for the child's future together to build his own family. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam in Kavod Yochel didn't have a choice. Oh, everything was taken care of already. All the details, all the mails was put in. He said, okay, the gate suddenly opened up. Here, have your money for your child. And Kachavi, that's how the story went. What do we see? Eilim v'yardim. They put in whatever. There was no yardim. There was no shefa. There was no bracha yet. It wasn't there. But if you put in the amelus, you put in the effort, everything we can do, the shefa will come. Eilim v'yardim. Oilim v'yardim. But are we putting our effort in? Are we putting our most into our learning, our most into our davening, our most into our avodas Hashem? And in what area specifically? That sulam that represents that relationship is Sinai, meaning specifically in Torah. This is what Yaakov was being told. Yaakov was being told that the latter connects Shemayim v'aretz, even though you're going to be v'aretz, is through Torah, through Sinai. In fact, we said that Oilim v'yardim, Malachi Elokim Oilim v'yardim, is Gematria 607, which is Gematria Moshe v'Aaron. It's also the gematria of MS with the miloi. You guys know what miloi is? We've ever done that before? I think we've done that before. But if you take the word MS and you say it in its full capacity, like Aleph is Aleph Lama Pei, Mem is Mem Mem, and Tav is Tav Yud Vav. That's how you would say MS in its full essence. If you take the gematria of all those letters, it's exactly 607. Meaning what? The way to be Oilim V'Yardim, the way the Malachi Elokim Oilim V'Yardim, of Moshe Aaron, but in what way? Through Emes. What is Emes? Moshe Emes v'Sorasa Emes. Specifically through Torah. Specifically through Torah. You know, it used to be that the biggest compliment in the world was if you're an Erlich Yid. My Zaidi tells me all the time, you know what you wanted a compliment? You're an Erlich Yid. What does Erlich mean? Erlich means you're Emesdik. You have Emes to you. Simple means you're Emesdik. You're Emesdik in business. But maybe it means even deeper. You know what it means to be an Erlich Yid? I'm one with what Emes. And what's Emes? Moshe Emes v'Sorasa Emes. It means I'm one with Torah and I'm Erlich Yid. And I'm growing with Torah. That's how I'm oiling. That's Sinai. You know, it's a big zman still, and we have to be davening for tzaras and that there shouldn't be tragedy both in Yisrael and in America. And ultimately, the biggest tragedy is any Misa. When you're one with Emes will hold us back from Misa. Yaakov Avinu, this Yaakov Avinu, was Emes, Titan Emes LeYaakov. The Gemara in Tainus, Hayim Abay says, Lakav Avinu Lo Meis. Because when you're one with Emes, you're one with Torah, there is no Misa in a certain sense. That's why, not to get into the time now to develop at length, but if you ayin in the beginning, in Nefesh HaChayim explains, by Chet Adam HaRishon, in Shar Aleph, the Chet of Adam Arisha, I think it's Perek Vav perhaps. By Chet Adam Arisha, and that's when there was an Irv of Toiv V'ra. Irv of Toiv V'ra, meaning everything in this world, there was a lack of clarity. Everything is confusing. What's right? What's wrong? As opposed to prior to Chet of Adam Das, we knew this is Emes, this is Sheker. Now everything's a gray area. And that's when as well Misa was introduced into the world by the Chet of Adam Das. When you find MS and there's a clarity, there's no need for Misa anymore. That's why by Har Sinai, when Moshe Emes v'Sorasa Emes was brought into this world, by Har Sinai there was again a Zman at Har Sinai until we messed it up again by Chet Egel, and Nefesh HaChayim explains all of this over there. That again, it was a zman of no misa, a zman of refuah, a zman when there was no misa, because again, we reached emes. When we reach emes, we connect the Torah, that's how we're oilim, there's no misa, and there'll be no more misa in the world, and that's all that we want. You got the mitzvah zitamin, but it has to come from us. Oilim v'yardim, we have to put in the effort. In every situation. Let me just end with one last Torah. I might have shared this with you before, but it's such a chizik on a personal level. And I was rereading this past Shabbos. You should open up and see it inside from Rav Moshe Feinstein and Drash Moshe and Parshas Vayetze. This whole dream that we spoke about, Oilim v'yardim. So when did it occur? Why did it occur? So we know Yaakovino is traveling to Charan. And he gets all the way to Charan. And when he gets to Charan, he realizes, wait a minute, I'm all the way in Charan, but I didn't yet daven where my tata davened, I didn't yet daven where my zayda davened, I didn't daven on Arabayas. I got a first daven for Atzlacha, so let me go back to Arabayas. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Aleph Amabez, explains that he had kvitzas aderech. Should have taken a week, takes a day. But that's not how it happened. That's how Kvitzas Derech happens in every other case in Tanakh. What was the Kvitzas Derech of Yaakov Avinu? The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph Beis explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Har Habayis and brought it to him. Brought it to Yaakov Avinu. Why would he do such a thing? Yeah, you want to make it Kvitzas Derech so not to be Bittul Zman, so make it like every other case in Tanakh. Take an hour and get there. So L'malam and Ateva to lift up Har Habayis and bring it to him. Yaakov Avinu at this moment was so scared. He's entering into a whole new parsha of life. I'm going to have to be in a world of chutzlar, it's a world of tumah, a world of sheker, a world of marriage, which means a lot of responsibility. My whole life, all I did was sit and learn Torah. I've been in yeshiva my whole life. I've been besviva of kedusha, v'eretz Yisrael, of yeshiva, shem ve'ever, my father, my grandfather. Now I'm going to be by lavan, and now I'm going to have to work to earn a living, and now all different types of responsibilities. I'm afraid, how am I going to connect to Hashem in the same way? How am I going to be one? How am I going to be oilim? I'm not going to feel it anymore. How am I going to be zoicha to the yardim? Because Baruch Hu lifted up Arabayas and brought it to him. He lifted up Arabayas, and that's when he had this dream of the sulam. As if to say, Avram, Yaakov Avinu, you don't have to be in the most conducive, perfect environment. You don't have to be, only if you're back there you can be kadosh. Only if you're back in Eretz Yisrael, only if you're back in yeshiva, only if you're back with your father and your grandfather, Hashem Be'ever. Arabayas could be here as well. You could be oilim here as well. And that's where he had the dream, to be oilim and then yardim. You could be oilim. If you're one with the MS, with this Torah. If you're one with Sinai, as the Medrash is comparing that sulam to Sinai. This Torah is the same Torah everywhere. And if I connect to that Torah, I'm oilim and can be mamish, reach the highest of levels here, in every matzav, in every situation. Be'ez Hashem is baruch. We should be zoicha to always be oilim. And if we're oilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yardim, shefa, and bracha, and yeshua, and gula. But have a wonderful day. Stop. No, not stop.